Hello, beautiful people. I hope you're all doing well. Welcome to my first ever little voicemail. Ooh, I'm leaving you a little message on your phone. I mean, you might not even be on your phone right now. You might be on your PC. You might be listening to me through a conch. Is that seashell thing? I'm pretty sure it is, right? Anyways, I'm leaving you all a voicemail update from Seoul, Korea. Though I am returning to LA soon, we're unfortunately not doing a full episode this week because, to be honest with you, one, I've been traveling internationally for 3 weeks. Who let me do that? Me, I'm an adult. I'll get into that in a second. But two, this has been, to be honest, the worst quote-unquote vacation I've ever taken. Essentially, what happened is ever since I got to Korea, I was hit with jet lag, I got massively sick, and I got my period. And that is a trifecta of symptoms that I wouldn't wish on my arch nemesis, for real. But I'm okay. I'm heading back to LA soon. I have a couple exciting episodes that I can't wait to yap about. And until then, let me update you guys really quickly on my life, let you know what's on my mind and on my heart, and what's next. For starters, yeah, I just can't believe I've been away from home for 3 weeks. 3 heckin' weeks. I feel like I've been doing a lot of limit testing in life, kind of meaning I'm just experimenting. This was the first time that I've ever booked a one-way ticket somewhere, which was to Korea. Well, actually, I spent a week in Milan. I went to a Gucci show. It was my fourth time going to a show invited by Gucci. And as blessed as I am, oh my God, you would not believe how exhausting fashion shows can be. I really enjoy it and I love watching the show, but, you know, picking the right outfit, getting dressed, looking right, sitting right, making sure you're taking enough content, the right kind of content. It's frankly a lot to think about and consider. And so I'm always shocked when I see these girly pops or people going to like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 fashion shows in a couple days. Like, wow, it looks like just, oh, it's just influencer shit or whatever. But in reality, it can be a lot of work and I applaud them. Okay, the show in Milan was really fun. I really enjoyed myself. And then I went to Korea after. And the thing is, those places are all like 3 different corners of the world. So my sleep schedule, non-existent. Anyways, I've been in Korea for a bit. As I mentioned, not the best time just because I've been really sick. But everything that I've done has actually been really fun, you know? I did the classic going to all the Korea food spots, color analysis, etc., etc. I have some friends in town and some friends who live in Seoul. So I've been trying to make time to see everyone. It's just unfortunate because I'm the kind of person who, I hate when I don't feel like I'm being my best self. And just the amount of symptoms and sickness that I've been experiencing, I feel like I haven't really gotten to fully enjoy myself. All in all, you might actually still be able to hear some of that sickness in my voice. It's quite unfortunate, but such is life. And frankly, I'm just so excited to go home. But yeah, as I said, I feel like I've been doing a lot of experimenting, trying to push myself outside of my comfort zone, which I'm proud of myself for doing, but I'm also really ready to go back into my comfort zone. Like, I think I'm just a creature of habit, physically and emotionally, that's when I thrive the most. So why don't I go back to doing that? And yeah, overall, I'm just a bit traveled out. I miss my cats so much. It's really hard to be away from them for so long. I feel such a responsibility to make sure that they're happy and taken care of. And it just sucks because there's no way to explain to your cats, like, hey, I'm going to go away for a bit, but I'm going to be back. Like, don't worry. Instead, they're going to worry and maybe think you died, which just breaks my heart. Yeah. So I'm really ready to go back to them. And the other thing is, when you travel internationally and you end up on a time zone that is completely different from basically all of your friends back home, it ends up being really lonely. Like, not only do I miss seeing my friends, but I feel so out of the loop because I'm in a completely different time zone. So yeah, I'm very excited to see my girls. I miss my friends so much, and I'm so excited to game and stream, just play Valorant. And I think although I intended to view this kind of like an experiment and maybe vacation slash relaxation, because my health and mental was kind of in the gutter, I'm actually viewing this as something that wound up making me so grateful for my circumstances back home, for my ability to stream, for my community. Oh my God, yes. I wanted to really thank you guys for just your genuine patience and support and understanding towards me always. I feel such deep love and support from like my true community, like, you know, the people who listen to this podcast, the people who reply to my stories, the people who really not just care about me, but care to hear what I think. And because of how grateful I am for you guys, like sometimes, frankly, I feel like really indebted, like I owe you guys so much. I feel bad when I'm away for a long time. And I think especially if you're a streamer or a content creator, you probably know like that streamer guilt. Oh, I haven't streamed in this many days kind of thing. But I also know in the past for me, that ended up leading me to a place where I felt like I was living my life for other people. And so although I am like eternally grateful and it's something that is in the back of my mind a lot, I try to be really careful about balancing that with still, frankly, living my life for myself. And especially, you know, throughout my 20s and the pandemic and all of these things, my life, as you guys know, revolved around work so much that, yeah, I appreciate you guys for being understanding when I kind of just YOLO a little bit and focus more IRL as opposed to online things. But after having done that for a bit, girl, I'm ready to go back. And it is crazy to think that you guys have seen so many different Pokies, like, pardon my use of the third person, but you know, like the college student version of me, the content creator house me, the pandemic me, and now I feel like a little bit more of a well-rounded older me. And I'm excited for what the world has to offer. Cheers to living another day. Some good, some not so good. But are we not so lucky to be alive and to get to try again? You know, kind of like a video game, you know? I got to spawn again today and see how today goes. Life is so dynamic, you never know what'll happen. So let's stay in positive spirits and hope for the best for tomorrow. Anyways, I love you guys so much. Appreciate you so much. Take care, drink some water. Go for a walk tomorrow when you wake up and just look out and enjoy the beauty of the world. All right, take care. I'll chat with you next week. Bye.